Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zuli.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning.
Wow, Risa. Wow. Can you believe this weather out here? And I kind of feel guilty talking about it because, you know, it's like when people watch the Rose Parade or something back in Chicago, it's like, I want to move out there. This weather's been unbelievable, like 78 degrees.
It's been in the 80s, and it's supposed to break records today in Los Angeles and the surrounding area. It's unbelievable. There are people that are minus, you know, like below zero.
Climate change is creating us. Oh, jeez. Hey, we're doing fine with the climate change. I mean, I can't complain, you know.
I love L.A. Well, it's not really that unusual. I mean, we're breaking records, but it's not like we're breaking records by 20 degrees higher. We're barely breaking records, maybe, you know, 5 degrees at the most. So it's not like it's really unusual weather, but it's wonderful weather. It's beautiful out here in California. But as I say to all of you lovely people across the country, stay where you are. We have more than enough traffic. Thank you. Come visit, but go home.
Risa's trying to hoard California for herself, folks. Come on. Come on out here and visit us.
Absolutely. No. Absolutely. Stay where you are.
No, but, you know, it's exciting. And it, guys, listen to the show, no matter what age you are, because the baby boomers, here we are. And it's, hey, this is like new territory for us, because every day is a new experience. And it's like, okay, yeah, we're experienced because we've lived 60 years or more, but where we're going is always a new experience. So we're learning as we go, making our mistakes. So this is a show for millennials, too, because, hey, you could learn by our mistakes, because, boy, we're making plenty of them.
No, absolutely. But speaking of mistakes, hopefully our hot topics are not one today. That takes us to hot topics.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Well, today my hot topic is voting. We all know the elections are coming up, but there are certain things you have to do in order to vote. One is you have to register. Now, you still have plenty of time because you just have to register 15 days before the actual election. But why wait till the last minute? If anything goes wrong, if you don't get your ballot, you know, you don't want any of that to happen. So while you've got plenty of time, you can go to vote. You can register to vote. You just go to your register recorder or county clerk website, and you can get all the information you need. Or you can physically go down to the office. You can pick up registration forms at the post office, and you can even register online. In Los Angeles, or for the Los Angeles County area, you can go online to lavote.net. The letter L, the letter A, vote, V-O-T-E, dot net, N-E-T. There's a whole voting and election section there. When you click on that, it'll take you to all the information you need to know. It'll tell you about the current election, who's running in your area, what you'll be voting for. You can even get election votes, election results there after you vote. You can get poll worker information. You can get voter registration and actually register online. You can get the candidates, the measures, all kinds of resources regarding the elections and voting. I want to go back to poll workers because I know, especially in Los Angeles, they're always in need of poll workers. It's a fun job. It's a long job, but it's a fun job, and you fulfill some civic duty that you have to your community. You can go on and you register to be a poll worker. It's very simple training to be a poll worker. It's a long day, though. Like I said, you start at like 6 in the morning. You don't get finished till like 9 o'clock at night. I've been working on the polls for I can't tell you how many years. I don't even remember. I'm now a troubleshooter, so I kind of go around. I have like 15 polls that I go around to and make sure that they're running correctly. But you don't have to start there. You can start just as one of those people that sits at the table and helps people vote. Now, you don't tell them who to vote for, but you do guide them through the process. So I really want to encourage people to volunteer to be a poll worker. They're really necessary, and this is going to be a very important election. So we expect a big turnout. So we're going to need people to vote. When Obama was running, we were totally overwhelmed. People were getting frustrated because it took so long, and a lot of it was because they just didn't have enough workers. So really, I really want to encourage everyone to volunteer, but at the very least, make sure you're registered and make sure that you vote. Okay, and that's my hot topic. And how about you, Jim?
Rumor has it that Aretha Gray is going to be running for president, and her campaign headquarters are going to be in a cruise ship.
No, I have true? A history, and it's on videotape, so I don't run for any office.
You've had enough running around, right? Okay.
Absolutely.
Born March 11th, 1936 in Trenton, New Jersey, graduated from Georgetown University, graduated Harvard Law School, had nine children. From 1961 to 2016, practiced or taught law and served his country. Justice Antonin Scalia passed away Saturday at age 79. Justice from 1986 to 2016, appointed by Ronald Reagan, a devout Catholic, the first Italian-American justice. So God bless this man. By talking about serving your country, and we're going to have more information. I mean, you can't put this all just in a hot topic. I just wanted to touch on that. It's hats off to this man. A Chinese artist activist who was, he has been a vocal critic of how Europe is handling the refugee crisis. Well, a lot of people have been a critic on that. Has shown his way of expressing his despair by placing some 14,000 life jackets, which were discarded by refugees entering into European Greek islands of Lesbos. All right, he placed these life jackets, 14,000 of them, on six pillars of Berlin's landmark Konzerthaus concert hall. So when you see the big pillars out in front of the concert hall, they're covered with orange life jackets. New York's ex-governor Eliot Spitzer is in a little bit of dilemma here. He's been accused of assault on a 21-year-old lady at a hotel, and at the Plaza Hotel in New York, a man with a skull cap that was sent to be Spitzer had choked a 21-year-old woman in a room of the hotel. Well, Spitzer's people deny the accusations, and it may be hard to follow up on this because the lady that was in question here, supposedly assaulted, is now in Russia. Okay, for travel, climate change may affect our travel time. An article in Newser, the flights from London to New York may take 7 hours, a little bit longer than normal, due to temperature changes and high altitudes. What it is the high-altitude winds that blow east to west across the Atlantic Ocean, all right, they're closely related to the atmosphere, the jet streams. And this is 15, it makes it 15% faster. Well, you know, the planes have to fly against this, so on and so forth. So bottom line is, I guess, check the weather, see how long your flight's going to take. That's a climate change issue. But they say it's affecting some of the times, and they have to look into that. Okay, so here we go with the races, and I'll tell you what, talking about name-calling, you know, a lot of accusations, liar, liar, so on and so forth. That's all you hear today. The Democrats, Hillary and Bernie Sanders. Hillary lost New Hampshire, but's gaining momentum here. And as of Sunday, February 14th, the CBS News poll goes Clinton is ahead now, taking it out on Bernie 59% to Sanders 40%. In the South Carolina primary for the Republicans, Well, Trump's still in the lead at 42%, followed by Cruz with 20, Rubio at 15, Kasich 9, Bush 6, and follows up by Person at 6%. So the race is still moving on. Reefa, what is this name calling? I mean, what's going on here? You know, we've seen a lot of races in our years, but this is really something with this. He said this, and, you know, he's lying about that. I mean, you know,
they're saying that it's like high school, but it's really degraded to the point where it's like elementary school. I've never seen anything so ridiculous in my entire life. And I have to admit, though, I don't usually watch the debates, but it has sparked the fact that I'm watching the debate.
Yeah. I mean, you know, talk about the fact, you know, what's going up is, you know, they should basically concentrate on their, you know, their opinions on all these subjects, all the subject matter we got with the borders or the national debt's a little something of a concern, I would say.
I think that the commentators are baiting them and they're going for it. And the ones that are trying to stay above the fray just ultimately fall into it, too. And it's really quite sad. I mean, for people, you know, grown men to be yelling liar, liar is a little crazy. I really expected one of them to say pants on fire any minute. It's really ridiculous.
Yeah. That's amazing. Well, you know, it is, Reefa, though, you know, it is that thing that draws, you know. I mean, it's drawn a lot of, you know, the press, and it just people like this kind of whatever's going on. It makes it kind of like a soap opera issue, you know. It's hot news. Look what this guy said and what that guy said. I mean, it's not boring. It's a little bit immature, I guess you could call it in a way, but it's keeping the viewership up, you know.
I don't normally watch, but I do expect it to be more. I didn't watch the last couple of debates for either party because, you know, it really is a little silly. And you can listen to the highlights and find out what's going on. So I think they're going to lose their audience. And it makes it very hard to choose a candidate when everyone is acting like a child. So,
yeah, who do you pick?
Who knows? Yeah. It's going to be a very interesting race because they're not getting a lot of real information out there, even Hillary and Bernie at this point. And it's down to just the two of them are you know, kind of going downhill in what they're actually talking about.
Well, you know, you don't just turn on the TV and go, hey, I like this guy or I like this, you know, the ideas and whatever. You got to do your research and see what they're all about. When the election's over, the door closes and they're sitting at the desk getting bills passed. Now, what is the meat and potatoes of the issue? You know, I mean, what do they really want to push? What kind of bills do they want? And what do they support? Because a lot of people, you know, like with the Kennedy-Nixon debate, watched that and they were talking about how people want Kennedy over Nixon because Nixon just looked kind of drab. He didn't wear the makeup. They suggested he wear the makeup because of the lights, you know, and he didn't go that route. And that they say that affected. Why should that affect it, you know? Or what if a celebrity endorses the person? You know, it's like, okay, should that?
Well, that's why I don't endorse. I'm very active in politics, but I don't do any limelight things. Not that I'm a big celebrity. But people have a skewed vision of people who are on TV or in movies. They think we know more. Well, we don't, okay? We're entitled to our opinion, and that's why I'm very active. That's why I work at the polls. That's why I'm active in my party. But I've been asked to do, you know, commercials. I won't do commercials for them. I won't speak publicly because I don't think that people who are in the limelight should be given that undue notoriety when they endorse a candidate. Yeah. I just don't think it's fair. I also don't run for public office. When I was on the TV show weekly, I didn't run for public office because I think that's unfair. I, from time to time, hold minor offices, public offices. They're not big public offices. I'm not running for president or mayor or councilman. But I've worked on the neighborhood council. I've worked on different small committees that were elected. And but I've done it. I have not done it when I had a very public face. But I encourage everyone to be active in their party. You know, work at the polls, work for your party, work for your candidates, because that's what America was founded on. It's a, it's supposed to be a people's government. And if the people don't participate...
They don't, and it can't be a lackadaisical society. I mean, we, because everybody... Well, they put their opinion out there. They want this, or they don't like the way this is being run, and they don't like the debt issue. But if everybody would express through their votes, maybe there would be a change. Maybe they would get it the way they want. You know, I mean, they just have to get out there and, you know, participate, but do the research. I mean, they have to vote, but before you, voting isn't enough. You have to, when you go to vote, you have to have some knowledge on who you're voting for, some background, do your research. And I mean,
absolutely.
Now with the cell phones, I mean, you just pick up your phone and type in, you know, what are the primary beliefs of this candidate or that candidate? What do they stand for? And there it is. You know, it's all.
But you
all
have to check
your
sources too. You do have to check your sources. They do put one party will put out what they call hit pieces on other parties candidates.
Yeah.
So you might think that you're reading a true statement, and it's not really. It's a hit piece. So you do have to do your research, check your sources, make sure the source is actually the candidate that you're trying to look for, not someone who's against that candidate.
Exactly.
And
it's like the polls. They put out the polls. Well, who put those polls out there? You know, it could be somebody that's the poll people. They're backing up a certain candidate, so the polls look favorable for them.
Absolutely.
So we,
you never know.
Or have we gone past our commercial time?
I was going
to
say,
welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way. Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Well, welcome back. We've got a couple of callers that were at the amazing event that took place this weekend with Easy Way Broadcasting. Callers, do we have you on the line?
Hello.
Hello. Hello, and who do we have?
My name is Anthony. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
So I'm actually with Benev, and we've been fortunate to be with the Easy Way because we don't like to do it the hard way. And we were one of the title sponsors for the pre-gramming gifting party. And, man, the Easy Way is definitely the place to be. And, I appreciate the call. I appreciate it.
And it's Benev.com, right?
Yes. It's like Benevolent. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, what is Benev?
Perfect.
Oh.
Yes.
I heard a little bit about this, and I want to get on the phone with these people afterwards because they may be.
But
able
that's
to
what
make...
I'm saying. Let him tell us what they do, so we can
do
it too.
I know it's that exciting. I know everybody always wants to kind of hop in because I'm so excited just to be a part of it in general. But BENEV, Benev, like benevolent.com. Like I was mentioning, we were blessed to be one of the title sponsors at that pre-Grammy party. And, man, what it really is just if you want that glowing, youthful, always that everlasting kind of quote-unquote celebrity look, it's a skin line product that's just a progressive skin science that all the surgeons, estheticians, dermatologists globally have approved, even the FDA. Like I said, Benev.com, Benev.com. It's an amazing product and line to inquire and use by men, women, and it doesn't matter what ethnicity. It really is the best thing you can have for your face.
Well, you know what?
What kind of products are they?
Well, Rita, you know what? You missed out because you weren't there. But wasn't it a great event, though?
Oh, that's I can't praise Easy Way enough. I mean, it was an amazing event. The celebrities that came out, just the vibe, the energy, the dancers, the MC, the DJ. I mean, man.
Exactly. The vibes. Wasn't that it? The vibes were just good. I mean, everybody, you have events and you have events. And everybody just had a good time. And Aretha missed it all.
I was working, honey. I was working.
Yeah.
I didn't just miss it. I was working.
Hey,
there'll be plenty more, too. There's going to be plenty more. Don't worry. And, you know, we all got to work, but it's going to be it's always bigger and better. You know, we got some big stuff coming up, too, especially just in the works. But Easy Way, man, they put together everything. It was just so great to be a part of.
We appreciate your support.
I have a special treat. We also have Holly Davidson that just called in. We're going to bring her on air here, which is the person that actually brought Benev to our table as the title sponsor. Holly Davis, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Hi, Holly.
You reached me right in the speck of time where I was about to get board a plane to fly out, but I'm so honored that you guys got in contact to me. And
wow.
I just want to thank you guys first off for putting together a spectacular event. This event was nothing but class. I mean, we had celebrities of all genres there. The catering of the food, the DJ, the announcements, the gift bags were so beautifully arranged and put together. So we were so happy to be a part of this event. And, you know, we've been a part of events in the past, working with a lot of other celebrities, but this was definitely top-notch. So thank you, Easy Way and Hollywood Weekly, for this event. Benev had such a great time. And I you have my husband on the phone, right? Is Anthony on?
Yes.
Yes.
Hi, babe.
I am definitely
awesome.
Here.
So,
hello.
So Benev, I don't know what he said, but Benev is featured in all the dermatologists and surgeons' offices globally. And we are a progressive skin science, and we're backed by doctors' offices and science. And this skin, it works. It works.
I have something for you guys. Benev, the Benev Challenge. If you want to knock the socks off everybody out there, you have a before an after picture of Eric's dad, which is me, on there. If you can do something with me, I look like I've been riding through the desert for the last 40 years on a motorcycle.
Awesome.
If you can do a before and after pic and make me look 5 years younger. That'll sell it right there. But
You know what? I will make sure that you get that product, and we will take you up on that challenge. Because I'll tell you right now that I don't get behind any company unless for a fact it works, because I don't have the time. So
amen.
I will take you up on that challenge, and I will not only give you the supply for your face and the eye serum and the growth factors, but in addition to that, we even have a skin line product. We even have, a sunblock product as well. So after this phone conversation, I will send you out a package from Benev, and we will do that before and after picture, and we'll go from there.
Oh, Holly, you're so
and everybody listening out there, too, can definitely take advantage of that challenge, too, and go to Benev.com and kind of just come join us and see what we got going on. Go to Benev.com.
All right, cool. Hey, you guys, we appreciate you so much coming out, and we're glad you had a good time. You know, not just coming to event number 250, but that it was a little bit special that everybody really enjoyed themselves. And you know, that's what it's all about. But now you're
it
also,
was just that.
Well, yeah. And you were associated with CBS, and you guys have so much stuff going on. I mean, you're good examples for the baby boomers, I'll tell you. I mean, you're not baby boomers, but, you know.
Well, Holly, tell me about the product. Are they like cleansing products, rejuvenation products?
Yeah, Correct. We have our line covers everything from cleansing to exfoliating to creams to eye serum. We even have a product that's vitamin C. The great thing about our product line is it's not something that takes a half hour, because as you know, there's products out there and you have to do 7 or 8 different bottles. This is nothing of that sort. This is perfect for people that are, you know, on the go, that want to have better skin, that maybe just don't have time to go to the doctors and sit for 2 or 3 hours or whatnot. So this is something that is quick and easy to use. I know with my lifestyle, having 3 kids, owning a dance studio, and doing PR and marketing for some of the biggest, largest Fortune 500 companies, I need something that's quick and simple, and that's what that does, just like that. So you guys can check it out on Facebook.com/ Benev Skincare or Benev.com.
Awesome. It sounds absolutely wonderful. I'm definitely going to have to check it out.
This could be a product that could literally change people's minds about like some kind of plastic surgery issue if you can just work with a product like yours. You know? Why get a facelift? You know? But anyway, okay, now, you're also working with Clear Channel, right?
Did we lose him? Holly, are you there?
Yes, Anthony? I'm here. I'm here.
I thought Anthony was on the phone as well. Anthony did things with Buckley
yes,
Broadcasting and
Pure
Clear. Anthony, go ahead and answer that question.
Well, there's really nobody we're not trying to be associated with that's really out there and in the community and whatnot. But, yeah, long background, well over just 15 years in radio in general, Clear Channel, CBS, Buckley Broadcasting, and now just utilizing everything and bringing it all together with Benev, Easy Way, Hollywood Weekly, and every just doing a lot of great things for the community, getting into the Grammys and making sure that everybody is aware of this product and giving out some awesome, amazing products that we're going to be doing some larger events too coming up and giving away some very great things, but yeah, we're blessed to be a part of you guys too.
Well, I think you got around at the last event. I think you're gonna get the word out, because that's the way to do it, you know. And you know, in the world today, like what Aretha talks about and with Eric and the social media, you could really get it out there more than you could back in the '60s. Now that you have a product.
Oh, man. Definitely.
You know?
It's almost instant nowadays, and that's what's beautiful too. It's easier for us guys that are trying to get the word out. But that's what's great too. The word really spreads when it's a great product and great things. You know, we go back to that energy and the vibe. If it's a positive, great energy and vibe, eventually, you know, everything will take off and it'll kind of spread, you know. And that's what we all do, and when we meet and we talk, we're just spreading energy, and if it's positive and good, then you know, it'll spread even further.
Oh, yeah.
Anthony and Holly, thank you so much for joining us. We're out of time, but one of you real quickly, give us the information of how you can be reached again.
Well,
Anthony?
You can go to Benev, Benev.com, B-N-E-V, Benev, like benevolence, because once you use the product, you will understand the meaning of that with just the refreshment and the feel of the product. Make sure to check us out on Facebook. Make sure to like us and get the word out. And wish all you the best of a day you can possibly have.
Thank you. BNEV.
So thank
you. BNEV.com.
Thanks, Anthony, and thanks, Holly. Holly, have a good flight.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you, Eastway. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank
have a
you
great
guys.
Day.
Holly,
okay,
and Jeanette, thank you so much for coming out.
Thank
so
you.
Good to see you.
Okay.
Have a safe flight.
No. Thank you. Bye.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you, guys. And, you know, Aretha, it's, you know, the technology today they have.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, I just heard about a new app that will help declutter your smartphone. Everyone is not as bad as me, I realize. I have over 60,000 unread emails. And it's because I just scroll through them during the day and I don't open them if I don't recognize them or whatever, and I will not erase them. And consequently, I've ended up with 60,000 unread emails on my phone. Obviously, I have lots of storage space on my server and on my phone. However, I want to get it down. So I found this app today called Unroll, and you just go to your app store, and it will consolidate all your subscriptions. It will show you how many subscriptions you have. I have over 200 subscriptions, which means some of these people send me emails 2-3 times a day, and I don't clear them out. Some of them only send them like once or twice a week. Some of them had like 3 or 4 different emails that they sent me subscription stuff from. This went through all of them, showed them to me, and then I could choose whether I wanted to end the subscription, because a lot of times I'll want to end this subscription, but when I see the email, I don't have time to unsubscribe, and I just leave it there, and it just keeps building up. And you have a choice of unsubscribing to it, or it'll roll the emails up so that they're all together so you can look at them and kind of clear out the old inbox, or you can just delete them right there on the spot. And it seems to work efficiently. I tried it this morning myself. I know I'm going to get some of these emails off. I would love to get down to, I know some people who have zero emails at all times. They look at them, they delete them, they look at them, they read them, they delete them, and they don't keep all this junk. So if you're running out of space, Unroll is a good way to get some of those old unread emails, not only off your phone, but stop the subscriptions once and for all. That's Unroll at your app store. And again, I can't talk more highly about GripDat.com. GripDat.com is a selfie stick for any type of smartphone. It's wireless, and you can use the promo code EasyWay at GripDat. That's GripDat with a D.com. Use the promo code EasyWay, and you'll get a discount because we're all taking selfies nowadays. So that's my tech time.
That's your tech time. Okay.
Okay, baby boomers. It's time for Jim from Jim.
Yay. All right. So, Rita, you know, I'll tell you, it made me feel better because I was thinking, wow, am I the only one with now 34,000 unread emails? I'm thinking, you know, what's the deal here? Am I not paying attention to what's going on? I just don't have, you know, the Facebook people, Eric got me on Facebook, and I feel bad. Somebody comes up, they come up to me and they say, "Oh, I did your Facebook friend, and you didn't respond." I just don't check any of that stuff. And now you brought out this thing with the Unroll. This is great. So anyway, I'm going to check that out because I think it's slowing down my phone because my camera doesn't work anymore because that's filled up. It's working slower, so this is a good thing. So anyway, folks, the getting your business out there. Talking about a way to enjoy marketing and talking about doing it at all ages and enjoying it. Well, that was the Hollywood Weekly event that we had, guys, and it was great. It was Hollywood Weekly Magazine with Prather Jackson and Easy Way Broadcasting. All right, they did, this is what cream de la cream of marketing events, whatever you want to call it. There was entertainment. We were touching base a little bit with Benev. And you have Love My Neighbor Foundation. You get Danny McPhee, the Sons of Anarchy. I was talking to him. And Marie Desmond, American Idol. Jay Shell, American Idol, America's Got Talent. Alex Riley, Prestige, Private Air. You know, if you want to rent a private jet, call Alex. A CEO of a credit card cascade. You know, the list goes on and on. Tony Valor was there. He's a billboard artist. This guy's got talent. Lacey Kay, George Clinton, A-lister, Risa Rocha, Mooney Aroni, she's all over the world. Carmelita, she sings for the president. Boy, when she gets on stage, it's amazing. So anyway, guys, ultimate in networking. Think about this kind of stuff. When you get involved with Easy Way, your business is going to go through the roof. So now it's all over. You've networked, and you've got your business going. You're making money, and you know you want to do something with it. Well, I don't have time to go through it all, but I'm just going to recap on some of the places that baby boomers are told to or put their money. And you got the U.S. Treasuries. All right, they're the ultimate and safe, reliable investing. Their yields are often considered to be the benchmark of safety. The U.S. government has never defaulted on a Treasury bond. So, you know, you don't have the super high interest, but U.S. Treasuries are common. Certificates of deposit. CDs have the federal good factor of giving your money to the bank along with this FDIC insurance. All right, so you got the certificate deposits. And then your unit investments, trust, a unit investment trust often comes, well, with a little fanfare, and you do not see them advertised. But mutual funds and other investment products, do your homework, as I've always told you. You've got a managed sub-account with a registered investment advisor. You got life cycle funds, DRIP plan, dividend investment plans. Your real estate, variable annuities, individual, your IRAs, of course. But, you know, we all remember what happened in the 80s. And then your wild card investing. You could do coins, sports cars, collectibles, whatever. Do your homework. And don't put all your eggs in one basket. That's one of the tips, because I did that with real estate. I've told you several times. And you want to have a little diversity there. So anyway, Aretha, just wanted to touch base on that again. You know, you're involved a little bit in the real estate market, and it's just food for thought for everybody. And
absolutely.
You know, in this day and age, we got to be careful what we invest in. We don't want to wake up with another one of these 08 scenarios, because, you know, there's a lot of money lost in 08 with the IRS and everything. I mean, when you got a 30-40% drop and you got, say, $100,000 in the bond market, there goes $40,000 or more.
Well, you have to be in for the long haul. That's the whole thing with all of it. You have to be ready, and we just don't have the long haul left. Bottom line.
Well, that's just it. Yeah, losing it at 60 is different than losing it at 30. You know.
Absolutely. Well, we're out of time. So just want to remind everybody to go to our new website, RadioBoomersLive.com. We're Radio Boomers on Twitter. And the new Easy Way app by Manny's App. It's an awesome app. It's all kinds of stuff. I told you, I went on there. There's so much stuff, I haven't even figured it all out yet. But there's lots of stuff, tells you about all the new events that are going on, what's going on with Easy Way Broadcasting. You can see the magazine on the app. You can order the magazine on the app. The magazine is just fabulous. The print edition
will
be out available soon, but you can order the print edition. The electronic edition is also fabulous. And Easy Way Access memberships. You can go on the Easy Way app and join. It's just all kinds of stuff you can do with that app. I tell you, I'm still exploring it. When I get more information, I'll let you know. But you go and download it for yourself and explore for yourself.
21777, Aretha, that is amazing. I mean, you just take your phone and do a text. You type in a number. All right, 21777. You go down to what the message is and simply put an EZ, and poof, there you go. It takes you right to everything. Can't be any simpler. 21 years old to drink or whatever. So think of the letter 21 or the number 21, and then put the 3 7s next to it and 21777, boom, and type an EZ, push send, and boy, you're on your way. And, you know, that you were talking about that grip dat. And you got to remember, it's not THAT, it's DAT, GripDat. And I was seeing those GripDats popping up at the event. And the cool thing is, you know, you set this little camera down, you can walk away with the handle and run it remotely. This technology is just amazing.
Yeah.
But
it's unbelievable. Well, we will be back next Monday morning at 10 a.m. Hopefully we will see all of you there, Jim. It's always been great spending Monday morning with you.
Yep, what a way to start a Monday, huh? Up to date.
Yeah, absolutely.
And all this information we give, this is the way to do it. It's the way to start your Monday. So thanks,
absolutely,
everybody, for tuning in to Radio Boomers Live, and we'll talk to you all next week. Aretha, be safe.
Okay, have a great week.
So long, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your hosts, Teresa Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.